At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Friends, welcome back to our podcast, Healing the Broken Marriage. We are your hosts. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Brian.
And we just want to welcome each and every one of you to our podcast. If you're a returning listener, then welcome back. And if you are new, then welcome. And we hope that you will stick around. So before we hop into our podcast episode, I wanted to remind you guys, go check out our website, makingbeautywiththeashes.com. Also, you can follow us on our YouTube channel, which is Midwest Homesteading. And on that channel, we actually invite you into our world, which is all about farming, cattle,
farming,
cattle, pigs,
hay,
all that good stuff, yeah. Gardening, anything to do with pretty much homesteading type things, come check us out. Also, you can follow us on TikTok, same thing, Midwest Homesteading. All right, so you ready to hop in?
Yep.
All right, here we go. So today, what we want to talk about is when prayer feels powerless in a hurting marriage. And so I feel like this is something that a lot of people can relate to. So, Brian, have you ever cried out to God about a situation, maybe in our relationship, maybe something not, and felt like you were met with silence?
Yeah. Okay. Multiple times.
So when that happens, it can be hard. So what do you do when you're praying to God about a situation that you're walking through that's hard, you're praying and praying, and you're just met with silence in that situation?
Well, a lot of times I think back about, because I feel like if you dig deep enough or if you go far enough back, you're gonna see times where God came through and he answered your prayers.
Right.
And you can even think about some of those, how like long it took, but they were answered. So that gives you secondary hope that the prayers you're praying now will be answered. And sometimes the prayers he didn't answer
were actually answered prayers.
Were answered prayers. Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, we can probably all go back and be like, something we were praying for that we thought was the best scenario or the best outcome,
right,
like what we were praying to God for, and realize he didn't answer it, but he moved in a different way and realized it's totally opposite of what we was asking for.
Right.
But it worked out. It worked out for the best.
Right.
So prayer is tricky. Because sometimes you're like, you know, there's been situations in my life I'm like praying and praying and praying about things. And you're like, okay, God don't care about me because he's not answering this. And then next thing you know, he cares a lot more about you than you thought because he answered it in a way that it could actually save you from despair and grief. And so, yeah, it's like, trusting in God fully is hard to do sometimes, but if we go back far enough, we can realize that he has the best outcome and he has our best interest. a lot of times better than what our interest is in ourselves.
Probably most of the time.
Yeah, probably most of the time. So yeah, but sometimes in the present when we're, because, you know, I'm praying for things right now in the present. And mm-hmm. I'm like, God, you know, it's like, I wish this would happen soon. But I look back and realize that there's been worse situations that we've got through and God's got us through. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, and a lot of times, a better outcome than what we had planned or what we were asking for.
Right. So as you're talking, I was just thinking about, like, and I know I'm not the only one that has done this, but, you know, back in high school, middle school grade, you're dating this boy, you really like him, and you're praying that he's your husband.
Right.
Thanking God.
Well, your husband, yeah.
Thanking God years and years later that God did not answer that prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Correct?
Oh, yeah.
And so sometimes when we pray prayers, they actually are not aligned with God's heart. Sometimes they are. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're out of what we want. But since he can see to eternity, he knows what will benefit you. He knows what will be good for you, but he also sees what will hurt you.
Right.
And what will not be good for you. So sometimes when we pray, God protect us from the enemy, sometimes those answered prayers are mm-hmm. actually answered to prayers that we prayed earlier in our life. So, but also I wanted to pivot from that and just talk about from our own history of lots of marriage issues. And, you know, if you guys haven't heard our testimony, make sure you go back and listen to some of our earlier podcasts. We talk about, you know, how Brian was involved in multiple different affairs. But during that time, I was praying for God to change his heart. And a lot of times what would look like God not answering, because I would keep praying and praying and praying for God to change things, to turn things around. And what I would see with my own physical eyeballs would be Brian would do worse. And so it seemed like the opposite of my prayers were taking place. But what I didn't realize was that God was working behind the scenes. He was doing things I didn't know about. So sometimes he works in the sneaky zone where you don't know what he's doing. And so since we can't see it, and since he didn't give us an update, right? He didn't give us an update on that prayer. Mm-hmm. We think he's doing nothing. And so I wanted to just encourage you guys right there that when you think he's not doing nothing, he's usually doing everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to think God, the creator of the universe, who knows every detail of your life, we think he just is letting this one prayer. Oh, it just slipped through. He didn't see that one.
It's kind of funny.
He didn't catch that one.
Probably no hunters out there listening.
Or probably there might not.
Be. But one thing, like, people, like new turkey hunters, is they, it's, so you, like, you see this, you hear this turkey, and you, like, you call to it, and he gobbles, and 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 you hear him getting closer, and you call to him, and he gobbles, and you can tell he's getting closer, a lot closer than he was. You call to him, he gobbles, and then you call to him, and he stops. Then you call to him more, and you don't hear nothing. And you keep calling, and you don't hear nothing. To the avid turkey hunter, they know that once that turkey shuts up, he's on the move, and he's usually committed.
Really?
Yeah. But to a new turkey hunter...
Like, that would be me. I would be the new turkey hunter.
The new turkey hunter, what they do is this turkey is gobbling every time they call with their calls. And then they can hear him getting closer because they can tell he's getting louder. But then all of a sudden he stops. And they'll call, and he don't gobble. And they'll call, and they'll go. So what so many of them do is they give up. They're like, well, he's not listening to me no more. Right. So they stand up. It's usually the first thing they do.
Oh.
They stand up to look around. Not to realize that turkey is like right there, coming in.
Wow.
Yeah. And a lot of times they'll stand up and they'll walk a few feet and then the turkey will take off running. So to the new turkey owner, like with him not gobbling, they give up. They think he's not listening no more. But to somebody who has experience, mm-hmm. and has learned through the years, is when that turkey shuts up, it's getting ready to get real. He's coming in, he's committed, and he's no longer listening because he's committed to coming into you. And it's like, kind of like that with God, like, you know, we pray and we pray and we pray, but we don't hear no answer, or we don't see nothing. Nothing comes of it. Mm-hmm. So we just give up.
Yeah.
And sometimes you give up. Sometimes you give up, and then the prayer gets answered. Sometimes you give up, and it don't, because you give up.
Right.
And you don't even realize you're that close. I mean, it's that close. It's it. If you would just stand up and look, you would see it right there.
Right.
It's that close. But sometimes we just give up, and we think because we don't hear him no longer, or maybe we don't hear his voice, that he's not listening to us no more.
What I hear you saying is that silence doesn't equal inactivity.
Right. Sometimes that means he's working behind the scenes, and he's...
Maybe it's closer than you think.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's closer than you think. Right.
Wow, that was a really good story.
Yeah.
You just
for the one turkey hunter that's out there listening.
But I would be the one that but would there, stand but up.
It is. It is. It is. Like, I remember I took a friend of mine, and he enjoyed it because he would go. It's kind of funny because he would go by himself, and you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He would go by himself year after year, and he would never get a turkey. He would come with me, and I would take him, and I would do the calling and hunting for him pretty much. And every year he came out, he got a turkey.
Right.
And he was always wanting to go with me because every time he went with me, he got a turkey. But see, he didn't understand the whole philosophy. And Maine was like, just because that turkey quits gobbling, don't mean he's walking away or he's not coming in. A lot of times he's closer than you think. And there were so many times he would tell me, why? You know, he quit gobbling. I thought he ain't coming in. I stood up and I hear him take off. You know, he seen me. And he was right there. But he knew, he finally learned hunting with me that, you know, silence doesn't mean bad.
Doesn't mean nothing's happening. Well, I know as you're talking, because I feel like, well, I don't feel like, I know we live in this world where we feel the need to control.
Right.
And when we pray, we don't want to just pull our hands back.
Mm-hmm.
We want to, like Amazon, right? We want our prayers to be like Amazon.
To be able to track them.
Where we can track it. Amazon now even gives you time parameters. Right. Like it'll be here between 3 and 6 p.m.
I mean, that would be nice if our prayers worked like that. Like, hey, what we got to worry about? Why do we have to have faith? Because we know it's coming tomorrow at noon.
Even grocery delivery. You can now track the driver on your phone. You can see where the driver's at in mm-hmm. their destination. And so we have all of these conveniences that keep everything within our control.
Right.
But when it comes to God, that's one area we have zero control.
Yep.
And I think for a lot of us, including me, it's very hard to just relinquish all control to an unseen God who sees every aspect of our lives and knows what's going to happen.
Right.
It's difficult because we're like, okay, yeah, I control. God, I give you this. I give you my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me what's going to happen. Is he going to stay? God, is he cheating? What, you know, we want to know. We want to know, God, is this safe? Is this okay? And sometimes we think when he doesn't answer, we can get frustrated or disappointed or feel like he doesn't care about me. If he care about me, he let me know.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I think what God is doing is, because we live in this world where control is so supreme, he's teaching us to give up our control to him and let him work. Because Brian, the thing is even when our marriage was in rocks and Brian was running around and all those things, I had no control anyways, even though I wanted to think I did. I wanted to think I had full control. I had none, because you would keep leaving. And so I feel like that giving full control to God can feel scary because we don't know if we'll like the outcome.
Right.
We don't know if the answered prayer. And I think there's this fear is, well, what maybe what I'm praying, maybe if that's not what he wants for me. And we don't even want to consider that he might have something better.
Right.
You know, we're praying and praying and praying for mm-hmm. this certain thing that we think is the best thing for us. And mm-hmm. we don't even take the time to ask God, is it? Is this the best thing for me? We just pray for it. We don't check in.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, with our place here where we live on my family's farm.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up here. You know, it goes way back. I think, I don't know, can't see the sign. 1889, maybe?
1889?
It's 89 or 93.
Something like that.
But when my great-grandpa bought the farm, but, you know, I grew up here beside my grandma and grandpa's the old farmhouse that my great-grandpa had built part of it. But, you know, even think about that, you know, my uncle lived here with my grandparents, and, you know, I was always around him. He always took me out on the farm doing stuff on the tractors. So it was like, this was my route. And, you know, when we got married and, you know, we went through some times, like, you know, with building, I mean, it's up and down, but like back in 2009, when things really crashed with the building market, I mean, houses went from like, you know, they tell you, oh, you build this house, it's going to be worth $400,000. The next thing you know, it's worth $230,000.
Right.
And so we got stuck in a big house. That would probably be a $600,000 house or more now. I think we end up selling it for like $280,000 or something like that.
Yeah, very small.
Very small. Didn't make any money off of it. I don't even know if we got our equity back from because we kept selling, building every 2 years and selling our houses and rolling the equity, hoping we would have one paid off.
I think this one did us in.
Yeah, and this one did us in. I don't even know if we got our equity back. But, you know, we went from there to basically selling that house and we went to the owners of this house we rented their house just to be able to get it to sell because we needed out of it. We sold it to this couple, we rented their house that they came from. And then we went back to where we originally were at when we first got married, a small apartment. And for like, you know, we felt stuck. So I would come out here and, you know, talk to my uncle and be like, you know, hey, would you give us a piece of land off the farm, you know, so we could build a small house and have a house we own again. And just, he never, you know, as much as he loved me, he didn't feel comfortable doing it because he knew we had built and sold so many times. He thought, well, he brought it up. He said, well, what if you build it and then 2 years or down the road, you want to sell it and you know, I don't know who's living by me. And, you know, I walked away kind of upset with him and I'm like, he don't care about me. And, you know, I pray to God, like, you know, God, like, please help us get a place where we can build and all this, you know, because land was hard to find. And I thought, gosh, it would just be so nice if I could be out on the family farm again. And I just kept thinking, why?
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize that down the road that, you know, my uncle didn't, you know, God didn't cause this to happen, but I believe he knew it was going to happen. You know, that my uncle would have this stroke, you know, a few years later. And that we would actually end up with his house. So all this time I was trying to make it work to get out here on the farm, trying every way to make it happen, and it couldn't happen. I was so frustrated, not even knowing that a few years later we would be out here actually living in the house that I built for my uncle, a new home. And that's where we are still today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, it's like you try to make things work yourself. And
yeah.
Sometimes we try too hard.
Yeah.
You know, God's got, you know, control of all that.
And we don't even, like we said, we don't really even check in with him to see, is this even what he wants for our life?
Yeah, it's like.
We just try to make it happen.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, if you're making decisions in life, just like, boom, without, you know, praying about them. Yeah, and we've been guilty. I mean, we're not going to say we haven't. We've been guilty numerous times of not praying things through. Sometimes you get through it. Sometimes it comes back to bite you and you learn from it. But we try to pray about things before we make a big decision, you know, on anything.
Yeah, I know. I think that's so good. Well, in closing, I just wanted to say to you guys that if you have been praying for your marriage or your relationship or whatever it is, you can fill in the blank and you feel like maybe God's not listening, we want to encourage you that you're not alone. Your prayers are not wasted, but also silence does not equal inactivity. God is always moving.
And he's always listening.
So even those prayers in the night, your head's on the pillow and you're crying and you think you're alone and you think nobody can hear it, be encouraged that God hears. We just want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Go ahead and share this episode with somebody you know needs it. We just want to thank you. Check out our website, makingbeautywiththeashes.com. Until next time,
we bless you.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.